The science behind it is breathtaking. You take a cleaned up version of the stuff that makes HIV so potent. You inject it into a patient's white blood cells. Those re-engineered T cells then seek out and destroy the cancer pulsing through a leukemia patient's veins. By the time Bob Levis turned to the experimental treatment that promised to turn his own immune system into a cancer fighter, he was in bad shape.
I was living on blood transfusions. My bone marrow was blocked, full of cancerous lymphocytes. And so my body was not making the things you need to live.
Levis lives outside Allentown as a semi-retired consultant in international trade. After he beat leukemia once, it came back in a more aggressive form. He was terminal when he volunteered for the new T-cell treatment from the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, this time last year. Now, he's fine.
What's all this mean to me? I was on death's doorstep. This procedure saved my life.
Levis is one of just a few dozen patients who have come to Philadelphia to ride what many are calling the next wave of cancer treatment. The new technique has won its lead scientist, Carl June of Penn, local accolades and national headlines.
News tonight, specifically in the fight against cancer,
huge amount of excitement among cancer researchers.
June's treatment has proved successful with a couple forms of blood cancer. It will soon be tested against other cancer types. The drug giant Novartis put up big money in 2012 to partner with Penn, but as the potential breakthrough inches toward commercialization, it's become ensnared in a handful of lawsuits.
It boils down to who owns the invention.
Susan Mack is a biotech intellectual property expert at the Washington, D.C. law firm Shugru Mayon. The T-cell fight pits Penn against St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. It all started in 2012 with St. Jude accusing Penn of breaching a research partnership agreement. Penn then countersued, challenging the validity of St. Jude's patent on T-cell therapy. Mack says things like this tend to happen when big stakes are on the line.
Scientists are not all that savvy when it comes to intellectual property. And they kind of forget about the collaboration and they start thinking, both sides start thinking that the work that's been done is their own work.
Penn wouldn't make anyone available to speak, citing the ongoing litigation. St. Jude provided a written statement expressing confidence in its patent. Last month, a new venture-backed biotech firm from Seattle teamed up with St. Jude in the fight against Penn and Novartis. The firm is affiliated with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and other major players. Experts say it will all likely get settled before going to trial as the two parties press ahead with proving out their T-cell breakthroughs. They're set to meet with a federal judge in Philadelphia later this month. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.